Hi, this is Scott Peterson, Editorial Director of the Business Applications and Architecture Group at TechTarget, and I'm here today with Emma Snyder, Associate Site and News Editor for Search Financial Applications. Hi, Emma. Welcome.
Hi, Scott. Thank you.
You're recently at the Impact 2013 conference presented by Burson and Deloitte down in Fort Lauderdale. First, tell me, what is Burson by Deloitte?
Burson by Deloitte is an HR consultancy. They're previously called Burson and Associates, headed off by Josh Burson, who's the founder and principal. And then earlier this year, they were acquired by Deloitte. So the title is now Burson by Deloitte.
So Deloitte, as we know, is a management consulting and accounting firm getting into the HR management, human resources management.
Yes, exactly.
Human capital
management. Human capital management, that's right.
That's a big field, growing field, as we know. And a lot of computer technology being used to aid the HR people today.
Mm-hmm.
There's HR analytics, et cetera. Why don't you tell me what was going on there with HR analytics?
A lot of companies are very early on in their HR analytics campaigns. So it is fairly difficult to get actual experts to speak on this topic, which is something that one of Burson's analysts, Stacia Sherman-Garr, referred to the fact that they had an entire track dedicated to HR analytics at the conference, and she said that it was fairly difficult to find people to lead these presentations.
Well, what are they trying to find out with HR analytics?
I mean, there's a lot of valuable insight that you can get from your workforce. You know, things such as metrics such as time to fill, time to hire, cost per hire, those can really have a significant impact on all parts of the company. And when you look at, you know, a company's overall spend, oftentimes the people are a very big part of that, if not the number one cost. So making sure you're getting the right people in their roles, making sure you're retaining the right people and your high performers is becoming a pretty big concern at most companies today.
I suppose the new healthcare laws also have to be modeled, and a lot of different information has to come into the HR department to figure out how much benefits are we extending? Do we want to hire so many extra people to get to a minimum number?
Yeah, exactly. Especially the healthcare laws impact the part-time workforce. Especially. So for companies that have a large part-time workforce, such as retail, grocery, hospitality, pharmacy, they are going to be especially affected by these healthcare laws. So it's important to figure out, kind of calculate the balance of benefits versus, you know, the importance of retaining your workforce and kind of how that equals out. It's going to be different for every company, the model. There's not going to be one pat model that everybody follows.
There are tools out there for companies that they can plug in their information, and they should be able to get like optimum spend on healthcare.
Now, I don't know so much about tools. Yeah, I think that that's more of a kind of business practice. I wouldn't say that there's a ton of technology out there, at least from my perspective, to help people with that. I would say that there is a lot of research being done, and that the companies such as, especially payroll companies,
like ADP,
Kronos as well, I know are doing a lot of webinars, a lot of putting out research papers, reports, that are getting a lot of interest from companies.
Right. I remember ADP came out with a report a few months ago that was sort of spelling out this problem that companies are going to have to face, but they didn't go so far as to say this is how you solve it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of catch there. So, they recommend, obviously, companies coming to them, and they can kind of, you know, the consultant part of their business, they can help companies through that. And then with their own customers, they can obviously extend a lot of help there as well.
One of the things we were talking earlier about was this trend that combines global and local, glocalization, they call it, on HR. What are they talking about with that?
So this was actually the theme of the conference was the world is local. That was the theme. So glocalization, as you said, it kind of blends this global with a local perspective. So as companies expand globally, it's becoming more important to tailor HR practices to those specific markets. when you think about it, you know, hiring practices in America, maybe at corporate offices, are not necessarily going to be the right practices in an emerging market like China. So HR managers are kind of trying to think about how they need to tailor, notably hiring, but also that extends to anything within HR's purview, such as learning, leadership development, succession planning. All of those are kind of having to be tailored to a local basis.
HR information systems and talent management systems, what's going on with them?
Well, HRIS systems, HR information systems, one of the Burson analysts, Catherine Jones, she led a session on HRIS trends and talent management trends. And one of the things she found in her research is that HRIS systems today are quite old. I think the average was 7 years, 7 years old. So as companies begin to think about replacing these systems, because there are a lot of more faster, more efficient, up-to-date systems on the market, it seems like they're doing so with an eye towards consolidating their HR systems. So whereas before a company, not even before, but today, companies have a lot of HR systems, especially multinational companies. So as customers begin to think about replacement, they are also having an eye towards what other products might this vendor have that I could expand the suite and have it all be integrated.
What about the cloud? They're looking in that direction, software as a service as opposed to on-premise.
Absolutely. HR is an area where the cloud has definitely taken root. I mean, that's not even during that session, actually, there was a audience question about the cloud products and kind of how do you start getting off to a more hybrid model, you know, if you are running a big on-premises installation and you kind of want to break off some pieces to the cloud, you know, how do you get started doing that? It occurred to me that it wasn't even kind of there's no shock factor with the cloud for HR anymore. It's just accepted as it's here and we are going to start incorporating it. Or some companies are just totally on the cloud wagon.
Great. Now let me ask you one more question. Did you meet anybody there at the conference that's looking for HR solutions and what kinds of things are they, what kind of needs are they really trying to meet with this kind of software and service?
I did meet some people that were looking for new systems, and what I found was that HR's concern for specific features is fairly universal in that they're all coming at it from a place of, in this war for talent, they want to recruit the best people, onboard them faster, identify high performers and make sure that they are getting them into a leadership development pipeline. So from that perspective, it's the vendors are all kind of giving the same message of, yes, we can do that, we can meet those needs. I did find that integration is becoming more important for HR users. It seems like people's conception of integration varies. For instance, so HR is a market where there's been a lot of consolidation, a lot of acquisitions, and oftentimes these products are not integrated as well as they could be. I mean, they're integrated on the surface, the interface layer, but not necessarily, and I'm not terribly technical, but on the deeper data levels.
Right.
So I do think that it's sometimes a surprise to people when they buy something that's, quote, called an integrated package, that it's not necessarily, it doesn't function altogether as well as it could. So I did notice that among users that was becoming more of a concern was integration and how well it actually does integrate underneath the covers versus just on the surface.
That's a good tip. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you, Scott.
This has been Scott Peterson, Editorial Director of the Applications and Architecture Group at TechTarget. I've been talking with Emma Snyder, Associate Site and News Editor for Search Financial Applications, who was at the Impact 2013 conference last week in Fort Lauderdale. Thanks for listening.